We do talk a lot about scams and online fraud here on Money News because the truth of it is a lot of people are losing their hard-earned dollars to what really is the new face of organised crime. Billions of dollars disappear every year in Australia alone. And thankfully, while the crackdown on cybercrime is starting to see the number of victims ease up to some degree, the scammers have new targets in their sights, including lucrative superannuation nest eggs. Now, Aware Super has just released some frankly frightening new figures, and it shows a more than 200% increase in attempted financial crime on its members, including identity theft, phishing scams, and unauthorised access to superannuation accounts. And for some victims, it's not just a few hundred or a few thousand dollars that we're talking getting lost here, but their entire retirement nest egg, their financial future, gone in an instant. It's pretty scary stuff. Joe Brennan is Aware Super's Chief Operating Officer and joins me now. Joe, welcome to Money News.
Well, thank you, and great to be with you and to be able to just remind people that this is happening out across all financial institutions and just of the importance for people to be able to take action themselves and really prevent this happening to them.
Absolutely. And it's a big number, though, a more than 200% increase in attempted financial crime on your members, and that's just over the last 6 months. Were you surprised at how big a problem it is?
Well, this is really consistent across the entire industry. So I guess we're really just calling that out. And for us, it's attempted and it hasn't been successful. But what's happening is that, exactly as you say, people are seeing super as a target. It's a large sum, probably larger than you'd have in your bank account. And there really are ways that you can protect yourself. And so we're really just saying to people, work with us. We do many things to help protect people's funds. But the biggest thing that can be done is for people to be really vigilant themselves and making sure that they're protecting their details.
We'll go through some of the ways that they can do that in just a moment. But I suppose super accounts are a bit different to everyday bank accounts in that people don't tend to check them every single day, which no doubt would make getting the funds back that much harder.
Yeah, well, we really encourage people to be, as we say, stay vigilant. The best thing that you can do, is, along with protecting your own personal details, is to be regularly checking your balance. And that's really easy to do now. We've, for instance, got a fantastic new app. So you can check your balance and see it right now, pleasingly. Returns are good. You'll see it going up. But you can also spot if there's been changes. And that's a really important thing to do. It also means that your details are up to date. And what's super important is that you can have a look, you can see what's happening on your account, and you can let us know if you feel that there's something not right, because we can then very quickly lock down accounts and make sure that your account and your money is safe. But just to stress, we haven't had an incident, but what we're saying is that people are out there, and it's very much about the number of attempts that are happening across the whole industry.
So of that more than 200% increase, were there any that succeeded?
No, there haven't been. And we're really pleased to say that our members and in partnership with us are doing, it's an important step. And the most important thing that people can do is, as we say, check your balance regularly, make sure your details are up to date. If someone calls you and says that you are calling from a bank or from a superannuation fund, you mustn't give them your details until you've verified. And what we do, and what's a really important thing to do, is that we send an SMS labelled Aware, and we tell people that we're going to be calling, exactly what we're going to be calling about and how long before we call them. And if we speak to them and they're still uncertain, then we give them, we ask them to check the website and then call us on that number. And that's really critical. Most often, if something is not feeling right, if someone's trying to pressure you to take action, if someone is trying to push you or to tell you, you have to give them details. And if that feels wrong, it's really important to wrap up that call and then contact your superannuation fund or your bank. It's the same sort of strategies that are being used across all of the institutions.
And the superannuation nest egg, it's your financial future here. I suppose super potentially is the new frontier for financial crime because it is so lucrative.
Yeah, I think that's why we would be seeing some of that uptick. And what we know, it's members' hard-earned retirement savings. And so it's super critical that if something happens, that our members stop, as we say, making sure that they're clear on who they're dealing with and that they're not giving away information to people that they haven't been able to verify. And as I said, we send an SMS, we label that, we make sure that people know who they're talking to, and that it's really important if they're not certain that they call the number on our website, so then they can make sure that they know they're calling calling us. The other thing is to really think about who's there and making sure that they know and I can understand why someone's calling. Someone ringing out of the blue is not a normal thing. As again, we'll contact via text and tell people the reason for our call. And then if something feels wrong, it's really important to just report the matter to your super fund or financial institution really quickly. You can tell, as I say, if someone's being really exerting pressure, if they're pushing you to act quickly, then that's always a sign that this could be something that you're not comfortable with. So go to the website, get the number, and then call.
And is Aware Super and the superannuation industry more broadly investing more in research and in technology, because we know artificial intelligence is being utilised with online scams and cyber fraud and financial crime? We know that, as you say, you might say to members, use the phone number or the legitimate text, yeah, but we know that they piggyback off legitimate numbers. Scammers get around the ways that a lot of the industry puts up protections, but what are you doing to invest more to provide more protection?
Yeah, so certainly making sure that we've got a team in place that are monitoring, I'll probably leave it at that, but it's the monitoring that we do that's really important, and looking at each of those transactions coming through. We encrypt data, and it's really important. Do you know, remember that little lock that's on the address bar before a URL or a website address? Mm. That shows that, you know, there's a valid security certificate here that's been issued by a trusted authority. And so it's really important if you're in the Aware ecosystem that that's what you're seeing. And for any super fund when you're transacting. And for some of the transactions you complete online, we will send an authentication code to your mobile number. And that process is called two-factor authentication. And you'll get a number. I think people are very used to it now, and it's being done across many platforms. But you get a code, you enter it on the screen, and then you can proceed. And we know that then the person that we're talking to has got their phone, they're in control of that, and we can validate that it's the person we're talking to.
And the sad reality is it's older Australians, the over 65s, who are the biggest victims of scams, and they're the ones usually with the biggest super nest eggs to raid. Look, it's important advice, Jo, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, and thank you.